Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boyle, head word wrangler and trail boss of Old West Daily Reader.com. Take a few minutes, let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 15 for 2020. What was happening during the calendar week of April 4th through April 10th in the great American Old West? April 4th, 1888. John Howe came home drunk and cut his wife Eva's throat with a pocket knife. He was arrested for murder, but later that night the outraged community members hanged him from a derrick at the construction site of Larimer County's third courthouse in Fort Collins, Colorado. Now, this was the only known lynching in that city. A local newspaper said of Howe's lynching, and another one that occurred in nearby Greeley, quote, "Much as lynch law is to be deplored in the abstract, yet there are times, or at least there seem to be, when the checking of crime can be accomplished in no other way," unquote. John Howe's ghost is said to haunt the Armadillo building, which sits on his former property. The couple was buried side by side in an unmarked grave in Potter's Field. Recently, a headstone was provided by a local business. April 5th, 1879. Their quarrel over a woman had freighter Levi Richardson ready to fight before he sat across the table from cockeyed Frank Loving at the Long Branch that evening in Dodge City, Kansas. Quiet words evolved into loud words and soon into action and flying lead. Of Richardson's five rounds, one grazed Loving's hand. Loving finally fired six, and Richardson is hit in the arm, side, and chest. The coroner's jury rules self-defense. April 6, 1878. The Dallas Daily Herald, that's Texas now, tell us that Fort Worth, quote, this is quote, "Fort Worth is so dull that the rats play in the streets in broad daylight," unquote. April 7th, 1877. Entrepreneur Al Swearingen's modest cricket saloon, Prize Fights, have taken enough money from the local miners to build a far more grand affair. The opulent Jim Variety Theater opens in Deadwood, South Dakota. Between dishonest gambling games, prostitution, and liquor sales, the Gem could bring in $5,000 or more every night. That's well over $100,000 in today's devalued funds. Plus, Al controlled the lucrative opium trade in the city. April 8th, 1958. Pistol Pete, Frank Boardman Eaton, died in Perkins, Oklahoma at age 97, the fastest draw and finest pistol shot in the Old West. Author, cowboy, Indian fighter, scout, U.S. Marshal, a deputy U.S. Marshal at the age of 17 in the Indian Territory under Judge Isaac C. Parker, the hanging judge. During that time, by 1887, he said he'd tracked down and killed five of the six ex-Quantrell raiders who had murdered his vigilante father when he was but 8 years old. The sixth had been killed in a dispute over a card game. At 29, he joined the Oklahoma Land Rush, settling southwest Perkins, Oklahoma, where he served as sheriff and later became a blacksmith. He wrote two books which exemplified the life of a veteran of the Old West. The first was an autobiography, Veteran of the Old West, Pistol Pete, which tells his life as a deputy U.S. Marshal and cowboy. The second, published 30 years after his death, Campfire Stories, Remembrance of a Cowboy Legend. April 9th, 1859. Samuel Clemens, not yet Mark Twain, received his steamboat pilot license at the age of 23, following 2 years of apprenticeship. He worked as a pilot for just 2 years, then the Civil War stopped commerce on the Mississippi River. April 10th, 1888, Martin J. Mark Dugan, age 39 or 40, a tough, bold, brave lawman and gunfighter, he was shot in the head from behind the night before by an assailant he knew, but refused to identify before he died. Born in County Limerick, Ireland, and raised in the Irish slums of New York, he'd been a miner, a mule skinner, and a saloon bouncer before turning to law enforcement. His first fatal gunfight was in Georgetown, Colorado in 1876. Appointed by Horace Taylor, who was then mayor, in 1878, he served several separated stints as marshal and patrolman in Leadville, Colorado, cleaning up and bringing order to the rowdy town several times, until his rough methods in the killing of miner Lewis Lamb made him unpopular, and he quit for the last time and went heavily into drink shortly before his death. Amazing stuff, writers. Always interesting. This is Program 15 for 2020. All the material presented here is copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com, R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine Old Time background tunes are played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall, Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you to trail back this way about this time next week. We'll take another look at OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.